We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone here by Christy Ingles, American Red Cross account manager. Thanks for being with us here on short notice today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, we're glad you were able to do this. I know there's been quite a few blood drives going on in our community. We had a couple in Manhattan this week. First of all, how well attended were those blood drives for you?
Those drives went really well. We came in a little shy of our goal. We had quite a few people kind of rush in at the front of the blood drive. So we kind of got a little backlogged there for a while for both days. But we collected 166 pints of blood. And as I've shared before, each pint of blood can help save the lives of up to three separate hospital patients. And so the 166 pints of blood that were donated over the last 2 days in Manhattan can now go to help up to 498 hospital patients in need. So a really great deal that we had, and very thankful for those who signed up and were able to come in and donate.
Well, that's wonderful. And I understand there's some other opportunities going on even today here in Junction City.
Yes, in Junction City today, and thankfully the colder air has held off a little bit, and hopefully we'll have a really good turnout. Hopefully people don't let that rain stop them from coming out. We have Junction City today. We're starting at 11:30 at the Junction City Municipal Building, and we are there until 6 o'clock. That's 700 North Jefferson. And then tomorrow, we're back again, and we actually have quite a few openings tomorrow. That's January 23rd. We're at the Junction City Municipal Building from 8 to 1 p.m. We have almost 30 openings for tomorrow. So definitely want to encourage people to come in. We have a goal in Junction City of 102 pints of blood. So we're really hoping to reach that and ensure that these critical needs that we have right now for blood are met.
All right, and I know that type O is always something you guys desperately need.
Yes, currently we have a critical type O shortage. We have less than a 3-day supply of both O positive and O negative. And as you probably know, because I've told you so many times, O positive can be transfused to anyone with Rh positive blood. So that is really important. It can go to about 85% of the population. O negative blood, however, can go to everyone. And so, as you can imagine, O negative can only receive O negative blood, but they can give to everyone. And so it's really important to those people with O negative that themselves and others with O negative are donating, because when they need that blood, that's the only type that they can get. And then in our emergency situation, say there's a car accident, someone needs blood immediately, that is where our hospital partners can reach right on the shelves, take that O negative blood, and they don't have to worry about any kind of crossing blood types. It's just there, it's safe, and they know it. So we really want to ensure that we have tons of that O negative blood on the shelf. And it is scary when we start talking about less than a 3-day supply, especially as we're in winter. We have so many people with illness. We have so many people who, can't get out because of weather. There's areas where we've had to cancel blood drives already. That's something we never want to have to do. But due to weather, we've had to shut down drives early just to make sure that, people are getting home safe. And then also we've had to just cancel some drives. And so that's really hurting us across the nation right now. And so we want to ensure that we have lots of all types of blood on the shelf, but especially that O.
All right. And then there's one more opportunity here this month. I know in Manhattan, Aggieville, there will be an event coming up next Friday. And, it's at Rally House. And so if you're going to get your Chiefs gear, right before the Super Bowl, that make be a
right.
good opportunity to get some blood donated too.
Perfect. Go in, shop on the main level, and then come upstairs and donate some blood. We are there Friday, January 31st from 10 to 4 p.m. And we do have almost about half of our spots are still open for that drive. So we've still got a little over 20 openings for that drive. So we're really thankful that some of our partners in Aggieville, that some of the businesses have donated some great stuff. So we've got some goodies to give away and definitely lots of life-saving right before the Super Bowl. So maybe get some good Chiefs gear and some life-saving right before the big game.
All right. Well, if there's any businesses out there or anything that maybe want to partner with you and host a blood drive, how can they do that?
They just need to reach out to me. They can always call me on my cell phone. That's 316-641-3972. Or they can email me. It's Christy.Ingalls, that's KRISTI.INGALLS@redcross.org. And then they can also go onto the Red Cross website. They just fill out a little form saying that they are interested in hosting a blood drive, and we can always do that. Some businesses, you know, they want to get involved, but they just don't have the number of employees. If you have businesses in the area that we could partner with, that's always an option. And then also some, you know, it's kind of a great way to partner and get your name out there and do kind of a giveaway. Our donors love to get some kind of a giveaway. You know, they are obviously they're all doing it for the right reason, just to help save lives. But, you know, it never hurts to have a little extra something to incentivize them. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'd always love to partner with you as well. We've partnered with quite a few companies in the community and, you know, giveaways for free food or an item, something along those lines. So definitely something that we're always interested in partnering with as well.
All right. Well, Christy Ingalls, again, from the Red Cross, joining us here on In Focus. I know you're busy here this morning. I appreciate you spending some time to talk about the blood drives and the need here in our community, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Stay tuned. We will have more In Focus after this. Ben Jedlicka joining us here from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism next on KMAN.